Texans Radio. Joining me today, the Hyundai Texans Radio studio, Carlos Watkins, rookie defensive lineman, but not really a rookie anymore, Carlos. You're nearing the end of your first year. How's it been for you just getting into the groove of the NFL? You've had quite a few starts, actually, this year, too.
It's been a great year. Not a great year for
not record-wise, but as far as getting yourself into NFL shape and NFL ready.
Yeah.
Very different from where you were last year, obviously.
Definitely. It's been great just getting experience. You know, that's the main thing for me. Just help me, to be able for next year, things to look for and things like that.
Bill O'Brien said you're one of the more improved young players on defense, which is why I said that you've had a good year. What's been the biggest difference in playing defensive line in college and playing it in the pros for you?
A lot of the guys, offensive line, they're just really more, technique sound, so just picking up on the little things they're doing. A lot of the language is different from college and the NFL. I had to learn the run games and all that over again. But for the most part, just picking up on the little things, listening to the older guys, the vets, Coach Rabe, Coach Weave, taking in a little advice they give me and just putting it to use.
All right, so you had 5 starts this year, but you didn't get on the field right away. I remember those first few games you were inactive or you'd be dressed and then you didn't get in the game. But then in week 4 against Tennessee, that was your first time that you got to be on the field and you got to do it here at NRG Stadium. What was that like for you getting your first NFL action and running out of that tunnel for the first time?
It was a dream come true. It's something I've always wanted to do. Well, I've always dreamed about since I was 7 years old. I told my mom and dad I was going to play in the NFL. They probably didn't believe me at the time, but once I got on the field, man, it was just like go time. It's like I've always wanted to do this, and I just wanted to give my best, show the coaches I can play.
All right, that was Deshaun Watson's big coming out party in front of a home crowd. And I've talked to DJ Reader about this. He said that, nothing really that Deshaun ever did surprised him because he got to see him at Clemson. How about for yourself? You got an extra year with him at Clemson. When you saw what he was able to do in just those few games that he put together, everybody else seemed to be sort of wowed by the fact that he was a rookie doing all of it. But what was your reaction to all that?
Ben has said it. Like DJ said, we watched him. Actually, his first year at Clemson, was playing Georgia. He didn't even start, but his first drive, he came in and scored a touchdown. So I knew he was going to be special.
You're like, he's got this, right?
Yeah, definitely. He definitely.
All right, DeAndre Hopkins, you actually played with him in 2012. He wasn't really the guy at Clemson the way that Deshaun is as far as wide receivers go. Mm-hmm. But, now that you see him making some of these incredible touchdown catches, like the one against Pittsburgh, it seems like every week he outdoes himself with another catch. Are you surprised at him, what he's been able to do since you last saw him at Clemson?
Nah, they're late. I have been seeing
you saw it. You knew it from the jump.
It was one time in practice my freshman year. It was like a Hail Mary play at the end of practice, and he slung the ball up and came down with one hand, and there was like 6 defenders on him. So I've been seeing those incredible catches.
All right, so DJ Reader. There's just so many Clemson players in this locker room. You and DJ Reed are really close. He said that you two at one point were living together. Now
yeah.
You guys have separate houses, right?
Yeah, we do now.
Down the street from each other still, though. Are you, very close to being neighbors, though, right?
Yeah. He can hit my rock. He can throw a rock and hit my house. That's how close we are.
Because you guys need space, right?
Yeah. I asked him to move in with him. He just wasn't having it.
He didn't want you moving in.
Yeah.
A little bit of space is good, because you guys probably see each other plenty at work.
Oh, yeah.
What's it been like for you to have him on this team? After how close that you guys were at Clemson, and now here you are together again.
It's been huge. He helped me with the transition, and everything. Really, learning the plays and also off the field, just getting to know Houston. But me and him, we've been going at it for a long time. And, once I found out I was getting drafted here, it just, I didn't say it took pressure off of me, but it kind of, I'm back with my boy again. So, he quickly, took me under his wing, showed me the plays, stayed on me, make sure I work hard. So that's just what we do.
Carlos, this rookie year for you is so different for you, obviously being your rookie year, but for everybody else because of all the injuries that happened. And back when you were at Clemson, 2013, you actually started with DJ Reader, but you graduated a year later because in 2013 you were in this car accident that really put you out for the whole season. What was that like for you stepping away from the game and then working your way back from that? Is that something that just helped you grow as a player? And how does that factor into injuries? That is like the most severe injury that you could pretty much have.
Yeah. It definitely helped me grow as a player, and not only as a player, but as a person, I should say. Because you never know, you know. It was just a regular day, and the car accident, and car's been out of control. You know, I lost my cousin, so it was a tough time. You know, but you know, during that time, you know, I didn't pout. You know, I didn't give up. You know, a lot of my friends, well, you know, guys like DJ. You know, DJ was roommates at the time, so he was taking me everywhere. You know, making sure I got places. But you know, just having guys like that around, a good support system, you know, really made me get back on the field as soon as possible. So,
how long did it take you to sort of get back into football shape after all that? Because you were in the hospital for a while, right?
Yeah, well, I was in the hospital for a couple of days, and then I went home, and then I was able to go back to school. But I would say it took me, I say, a full year and a half to really actually recover.
A year and a half?
Yeah.
To get back to where you are now. That's tremendous. And then now that you're back, do you look back at that time, and does it make you feel grateful for just sort of the opportunity that you have, having gone through that?
Yeah, I definitely look back, and that's why every time I step on the field now, I just thank God for the opportunity, you know, because it can be taken away in the blink of an eye.
All right, so you played in the Senior Bowl, and that's coming up here soon. What's that mean for you as a player? Because as a young player, the combine is one thing, but the Senior Bowl, you get to really interact with some of these NFL coaches because they're all there.
Yeah, for guys who's debating on it or whether or not to play in it, I would tell the guys to play in it. It's a good experience, because not only you're playing against the best of the best, you know, like seniors in college, and also you get to meet with coaches and get some good exposure. So definitely guys who's debating on playing it, they should play in it. But I felt like I had a great experience, you know, playing with guys, meeting guys from all over the country, and, you know, talking to coaches. So I had a really great time.
You had a lot of extra film, too, being in the college football championship 2 years in a row. What was that whole experience like? And then winning it with Clemson.
It's one of a lifetime. You know, it's hard to get there, and let alone get there twice, you know, and win one. So, I mean, it was great, you know, especially my senior year, and not end it like that. So, I mean, it's a blessing.
I would ask if you keep in touch with most of your teammates. I mean, other than the ones here, do you keep in touch with some of your other Clemson teammates?
Yeah, my D-line boys, you know, they hit me up from time to time. I don't talk to them like I should, but, you know, they're my boys. I love them.
All right, Clemson-Alabama rematch. Any predictions?
You know,
Clemson, I feel like this is going to be very lopsided, this prediction. But.
Yeah, Clemson taking it all the way, man. We're taking it all the way, man. That's my prediction. And the D-line, defense, we're looking real good. Kelly in the offense, man. They getting it back together, so I really think we're going to take this.
All right, good stuff. Carlos Watkins on Texans Radio. Best of luck for Sunday's game and for the rest of the season.
All right, appreciate it.